and yang, or the feminine and the masculine, and where things are comfortably described as both this and that. We in the West, by contrast, tend to view opposites as incompatible concepts that contradict each other. Yet this book is asking that we change our ingrained ways of thinking and see how our lives change as a result. The Tao is an unknowable, unseeable realm where everything originates, while at the same time the Tao is invisibly within everything. When we desire to see this invisibleness, this mystery, we attempt to define it in terms of the outer world of form, what Lao Tzu calls the 10,000 things. He counsels us that letting go of trying to see the mystery will actually allow us to see it. Or as I like to think of it, let go and let God. But how can we do that? One way is to permit ourselves to practice more paradoxical thinking by recognizing that desiring, or wanting, and desireless, allowing, are different and the same, rather like the mysterious ends of a continuum. Desiring is the physical expression of creating conditions that allow us to be receptive. That is, it's in the world preparation for receiving. According to Lao Tzu, wanting to know or see the mystery of the Tao will reveal evidence of it in a variety of manifestations, but not the mystery itself. But this isn't a dead end. From this ground of desiring, the flowering of the mysterious Tao grows. It's as if wanting transforms into effortless allowing. Desiring, one sees the manifestations. Desireless, one can see the mystery itself. When we tune into what Lao Tzu is telling us, it becomes readily apparent that our world produces abundant examples of this paradoxical process. Think of gardening and desiring those luscious homegrown tomatoes or spring daffodils. Allowing them to grow is ultimately what happens. Now think of the things in life that involve wanting and how they differ from allowing. Wanting to go to sleep, for instance, rather than going to sleep. Wanting to diet, rather than dieting. Wanting to love, rather than loving. In this reference to the Tao, desireless means trusting, permitting, and allowing. Desire is both the beginning and the ground of desirelessness. Yet wanting is also the beginning and the ground of allowing. They are the same, and they are different. Pay attention to times when you can feel in your body where you are on the continuum between desiring and allowing, or trying and doing. Trying to play the piano, drive the car, or ride the bicycle is the same as, and different from, actually playing the piano, driving the car, and riding the bicycle. Once these outer world activities are desired and learned, there's a time when allowing is what you do. The point here is to recognize the difference in your body between trying and allowing, and to then become aware of the effortless sensation of the latter. This practice will also lead to a greater awareness of the invisible mystery and the 10,000 things which are the visible phenomenon of our world. The 10,000 things that Lao Tzu refers to represent the categorized, classified, and scientifically named objects of the earth, which help us to communicate and identify what we're talking and thinking about. Yet for all our technological expertise and scientific categorization, we can never truly create a human eye or liver or even a grain of wheat, for that matter. Each of these things, along with the remainder that comprise the known or named world, emerge from the mystery, the eternal Tao. Just as the world is not its named parts, we're not exclusively the skin, bone, and rivers of fluids that we're physically made of. We, too, are the eternal Tao, invisibly animating our tongues to speak, our ears to hear, our eyes to see and experience the manifest and the mystery. Consciously allowing this nameless mystery is ultimately the way to practice the Tao. Does this mean putting yourself in harm's way? Of course not. Does that mean trusting the mystery at the moment you're being mugged or mistreated? Probably not. Does it mean never trying to change things? No. It does mean cultivating a practice of being in the mystery and allowing it to flow through you unimpeded. It means permitting the paradox of being in form at the same time that you allow the mystery to unfold. Do the Tao. Find your personal way of living in the mystery, as Lao Tzu says in this first verse, and the mystery itself is the doorway to all understanding. Here's my advice for translating this passage into daily practice in this 21st century. First and foremost, enjoy the mystery. Let the world unfold without always attempting to figure it all out. Let relationships just be. For example, since everything is going to stretch out in divine order, don't try so hard to make something work. Simply allow. Don't always toil at trying to understand your mate, or your children, or your parents, or your boss, or anyone else, because the Tao is working at all times. When expectations are shattered, practice allowing that to be the way it is. Relax. Let go. Allow. And recognize that some of your desires are about how you think your world should be, rather than how it is at that moment. Become an astute observer. Judge less and listen more. Take time to open your mind to the fascinating mystery and uncertainty that we all experience. And then, practice letting go of always naming and labeling. The labeling process is what most of us were taught in school. We studied hard to be able to define things correctly in order to get what we called high grades. Most educational institutions insisted on identifying everything, leading to a tag that distinguished us graduates with knowledge of specific categories. Yet we know, without anyone telling us, that there's no title or degree or distinguishing label that truly defines us. In the same way that water is not the word water any more than it is agua, Wasser, or H2O. Nothing in this universe is what it's named. In spite of our endless categorizations, each animal, flower, mineral, and human can never truly be described. In the same way, the Tao tells us that the name that can be named is not the eternal name. We must bask in the magnificence of what is seen and sensed instead of always memorizing and categorizing. Do the Tao now. At some point today, notice an instant of annoyance or irritation you have with another person or situation. Decide to do the Tao, or practice the way, in that moment by turning inward with curiosity about where you are on the continuum between desire and allowing. Permit the paradox of wanting the irritant to vanish and allowing it to be what it is. Look inward for it in your thoughts and allow yourself to feel it wherever it is and however it moves in your body. Turn all of your attention to becoming open-minded, allowing permissiveness to befriend the mystery within yourself. Notice how the feeling manifests itself, perhaps doing loop-de-loops in your stomach, giving a rigidness to your skeleton, making your heart pound, or tightening your throat. Wherever it is, allow it as an enigmatic messenger within you, and give it non-judgmental attention. Notice the desire for the feeling to disappear, and allow it to be monitored compassionately by you. Accept whatever comes. Encounter the mystery within without labeling, explaining, or defending. It's a subtle distinction at first, which you must take personal responsibility for.